Elizabeth Elliot says, there's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, helping you face your day with a godly attitude.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, continuing this week my talks taken from my book, A Path Through Suffering. I've been interviewed a number of times recently on the radio by people asking me the question, why did you write this book? And part of my answer is because of the radio program, which has brought in so much mail, overwhelming quantity and overwhelming stories. And so I thought, well, I wonder if I can write a book with basic principles that God has taught me through my own experiences of suffering, which would be helpful to other people. And so that's what these talks are about. And my book is illustrated with lovely drawings by my brother Jim Howard, and also each chapter is headed with a quotation from Lilias Trotter, an English missionary to North Africa who died back in 1928, but whose two little books, Parables of the Cross and Parables of the Christ Life, have meant a great deal to me and have shown me practical ways in which the principle of the cross is to work out in our ordinary everyday lives. Her illustrations are all from the world of nature. As I've told in my book, A Path Through Suffering, a pastor's wife wrote to me and asked, when one witnesses a work he has poured his life into go up in flames, especially if he is not culpable, is it the work of Satan or the hand of God? Well, how would you answer that question? I looked, where I always look for clues, to the Bible. And I thought of Moses' repeated efforts to persuade Pharaoh to let the people go. I remembered Jeremiah's pleas for repentance and of the good King Josiah's reforms, rewarded in the end by his being slain by a pagan king. I thought of God's beloved son, despised and rejected. The world, the Bible says, though it owed its being to him, did not recognize him. He entered his own realm, and his own would not receive him. Satan was certainly at work in every case that I've just cited. Pharaoh's refusal to let the people go, the people's refusal to listen to Jeremiah's pleas for repentance, King Josiah being killed in the end by a pagan king, and the wicked men who nailed Jesus to a cross. Satan was at work there, wasn't he? When a man or woman belongs to God, or we could say when the branch dwells in the vine, you remember that Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, it is the hand of God at work when the pruning comes, regardless of second causes. Jesus says in that beautiful chapter, John 15, in which he speaks of the life of the vine and the necessity for the gardener to prune the vine. He prunes the branches, remember, that are bearing fruit. So if you're experiencing a stripping and a cutting away, it's not because you're not bearing fruit. It's not because you don't belong to the vine. It's precisely because you do belong to the vine. You are bearing fruit. And God wants to make sure that you bear the most perfect fruit. Let's not forget that it is the hand of God, always at work. Never mind the second causes. I told the story last week of my friend Terry Knott, a young girl who, when she was a teenager, began to realize that if she was going to follow the Lord, one of the things she would have to do would be obey her parents. And she tells a story of how she did that. Some old twigs and branches had to go in Terry's life. That whining and fussing and contradicting her mother and pouting and very ungraciously accepting the no that comes sometimes from a wise father or mother. And when those old twigs and branches had to go, what was the result? In Terry's case, it was peace, peace with her parents, joy in her heart. Now, I know that you've experienced that too, haven't you? You know you have. A conflict with somebody, a determination to have it your way, a desire to win, and all of this mixed up with self-pity, saying to yourself, it's not fair. I have a right to an apology. I was supposed to get that job. How come he gets the best desk? How come she? Why didn't they thank me? Well, you let it all go. You give it to God, and what happens? Sunshine, relief, peace, fruit, happiness. Give it to God. So back to that question that came from the pastor's wife. If you witness a work that you've poured your life into go up in flames, especially if it goes up in flames for which you're not responsible. Her question, and a tough one it is it the work of Satan or the hand of God? And we have to realize that it's both. God does give permission for Satan to tempt us and torment us. Why does he do this? Well, don't ask me. Sometimes it's because he wants to prove the quality of our faith, and if you read my book, A Path Through Suffering, you'll find a list in the back of the book that contains 28 reasons given to us in Scripture of why God allows us to suffer. He does allow us to suffer, but now we're talking about this metaphor of pruning. This is one of the reasons why we have to suffer, that we may be pruned. What to us looks like a perfectly good branch, maybe even the only important branch, our life's work, may be cut off. The loss seems to us a terrible thing, doesn't it? A useless waste. But whose work was it? Have you heard me tell the story about my first year as a missionary? My informant, the man who was helping me to reduce the Colorado Indian language of Western Ecuador to writing, was murdered. There was no one else in the world capable of speaking both Colorado and Spanish. Not so far as we know. There was nobody else. It would be nice to say that God provided me with another informant who could speak Spanish, but he didn't. I had to struggle along monolingually, which is a much more laborious way of going about it. You've also heard the story of how at the end of that year, all of my language materials were stolen. The whole year's work in one suitcase. All the 3x5s, all the charts, all the notebooks, everything that goes into the reducing to writing of an unwritten language was in one suitcase. It was stolen from the top of a banana truck in which the missionary who was carrying it was traveling. This was in the days before Xerox and tape recorders. We had no copies of anything. A terrible thing. A useless waste? No. Whose work was this? Well, of course, I thought of it as mine. But God was saying to me, for whom did you do this job? Well, Lord, I did it for you, but why would you throw it away? And he says, trust me. I have a lot of universes to engineer. I have a lot of pieces to fit into the pattern that you've never seen yet. I'm in charge. My Father is the gardener. I love that word of Jesus. My Father is the gardener. And he himself had experienced some painful strippings and cuttings in his life before he was actually nailed to the cross. but he's reassuring his disciples, preparing them for his own departure. And he's saying, "My Father is the gardener." Now, not once, but three times in my life, I have seen my linguistic work thrown, as it were, on a brush pile. The work in the Colorado language, stolen. The work in the Quechua and Alka languages, useless for other reasons. My Father is the gardener. I don't know what form your suffering may be taking today, but I'm sure that I'm speaking to some people who have experienced a crushing loss, which seems utterly senseless. You can find no good reason for it. You're saying, what good does it do? And I would say to you, God is the good of it. You offer it to him. You leave it with him. And one of these days, when we get to heaven, probably, if not before, certainly when we get to heaven, maybe before, but perhaps not, God may show you a part of the reason. In the meantime, he says to you, will you trust me? Will you love me? Will you praise me?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.